I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. 1 Thessalonians closes with a blessing. May the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God will make this happen, for he who called you is faithful. What stands out to me from these two verses is the sense of wholeness and totality that Paul speaks over his audience. That God would make them holy in every way, that their whole spirit, their whole soul and body would be kept blameless. What does it mean to be completely holy? Actually, I don't think there's such a thing as partially holy. By definition, holiness is complete and total purity. That might sound like bad news to those of us who look at our lives and see anything but totally blameless behavior. But I'm encouraged because Paul says, God will do this. He who called you is faithful. It's important to remember that when it comes to holiness, God is the one acting. We are on the receiving end of holiness. The more we encounter the presence of God in our lives, the more we consciously build ourselves upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, the more we will be able to walk in his ways. Intimacy with God results in our holiness. A term we sometimes use for this is sanctification. 1 Peter talks about how all the believers are being built up together into a house made of precious living stones. A.B. Simpson conjures a similar image, saying that sanctification is like when God, the owner of the house, comes to live inside it. When we are made holy, or sanctified, we are dedicated to God, set apart to him. That's part of what it means when we ask him to have his way in our lives. That means we are separated from sin, but also dedicated to God's will, rather than our own former selfish desires. We don't have one foot in the kingdom and the other outside it. Holiness is complete and total. It is only possible through the work of the Holy Spirit. Before the work of Christ on the cross, there was a wall of division between us and the holiness we are designed for. Now that dividing wall is just a pile of rubble. Jesus abolished that wall of separation, allowing God to draw us to himself. It's why we can have intimacy with God. In one sense, we are all being built together into that holy habitation for the Lord. In another sense, each of us individually is a temple, a place for the Holy Spirit of God to dwell. How does it feel to know you are a dwelling place of the God of the universe? Walking in the truth of our sanctification brings glory to God, and it brings satisfaction to the believer. You might feel like holiness is too far away, unattainable, impossible. And in one sense, you'd be right. Holiness is not something we can grasp by ourselves. Like salvation, it is a gift we must posture ourselves to receive. Apart from him, we can do nothing, but by his power, we are made holy. The world around us vies for our allegiance. Dedication to God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is as relevant today as it has always been. Let him draw you closer to a place where you can see the emptiness of those other sirens. God will make this happen, for he who called you is faithful. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.